This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
Hey everybody, Kevin Jackson here. Today is my surgery. I'm pre-recording a few things just to let everybody know that I'm not in. And my normal guest host, Charles, has got his own radio show. So congratulations to Charles. He's an amazing thinker. He helps me out over at SeekingEducationalExcellence.org. Charles's work has been actually featured on Rush Limbaugh and many others. Just great stuff. But going under the knife today, I have no fear or anything like that, but I want to just say that, I don't know what's going to happen today. I'm obviously not going to be concerned about what's happening in the news because I'm concerned about what's happening to me. But I'll tell you this, no matter what happens, I believe in you people. I believe in the American spirit. I believe in everything that we're capable of. And I know, as we look at things and we stare into the abyss and wonder, are we ever going to win an election again, without these cheaters and these Dominion machines and all these other things? I can tell you, I believe in my heart of hearts, we win in the end. Donald Trump has won over more patriots than any single president in history. He came in, they say, the lowest rated president ever. And he has built a base of people that get it. And let me tell you, it is not temporary. Let's just say for the sake of discussion, Biden and Harris win. Can they win economically if we decide not to? Can Facebook, can all the social justice people, social engineering people with these social media sites, can they win if we decide to collectively get away from what they're doing? Can they? The biggest thing that Donald Trump did was he took care of the judiciary. I don't care what happens. There's nothing they can do about it. And it's going to get ugly for the Democrats. If they think they can steal this election and we're just going to ignore it, they are so wrong. This is the most wrong. Since the Tea Party movement, this is the only thing that I think has the potential to supersede the Tea Party movement is what they are doing right now. You got to stay energized. You got to stay in the game. They want you to feel hopeless. They really do. But here's the problem for them. No matter what the media says, no matter what they throw at us, if the reality comes to us that Donald Trump is not going to be the president of the United States, his duly elected right, they have really done damage in a way that they cannot recover. I'm telling you right now, they cannot recover. So you got to stay, and I'm not even saying hopeful. I think that there are other remedies that President Trump can take and will take. I don't know. Maybe while I'm under the knife, he decides he's not fighting anymore. I don't believe that. I don't think it's going to happen. But I'm just letting you know, I'm not going to be on top of it. Because I've got other things going. I don't want anybody worried about me. I should be fine. It's not that big of a deal. I mean, anytime you go under the knife under anesthesia and you're not a kid anymore, you worry. But I'm not going to be too concerned about things. And, I think I'll be out of it. They say my surgery is an hour. My recovery time's double what my surgery is. So, and they tell me, I don't know, will they need it the whole hour? Hopefully not. So, I just want this lesson to be whatever show that we're going to put on today, because, as I said, it's not that I don't trust many people with the show. I did get kicked out of some markets when I had one of my producers do the show as I'm looking at him. But the issue there was, what are you guys doing over there? Oh, you're prepping some other stuff? Okay, cool. So anyway, he cursed on air. It was crazy. But I got kicked out of the Michigan markets. I lost one of my biggest markets. You know what? Their loss. So, hey, I'll tell you guys a quick story since we're just talking. So one of my directors for our films, and by the way, we're really shifting to pop culture. But one of my directors, he said to me, Kev, he goes, I was doing a side job. Oh, yeah, I let him work some side jobs. They need the money. Yeah. But, yeah, he called me up. He says, hey, I was talking to one of my new clients. He's a very rich guy. And he, they sell the, I won't say what it is. They sell this particular software, et cetera. And he says, I knew, he's a conservative. You could tell by the name of his company. He's a conservative. So I'm telling him, yeah, well, you know, I've worked with companies like yours. I've done a lot. He said, I've done a lot of videography work for Fox. And my partner used to be a guy on Fox. And he goes, really? Who's your partner? And he says, Kevin Jackson. And he goes, the guy goes, 'cause I watched Fox religiously back in the day. And he goes, well, it's Kevin Jackson, you know, and he goes, black dude, bald head. And my partner goes, yeah. He goes, I freaking love that dude. And he goes on to extol my praises and all this. He says, where's he been? I haven't seen him on, man. And my partner goes, well, he got fired, you know, 3 years ago. And he told him why. And the guy goes, this is what my partner told me. He says, the guy goes, biggest effing mistake Fox ever made. He says, that guy was gold. He goes, can you put me in contact with him? So the whole reason for the call, my partner called me. He says, hey, man, you're going to love this story. And I went, what is it? And he told me that. And I said to him, man, how flattering. I'm going to tell you guys something. I say this in all humility as we rebrand the KevinJacksonNetwork.com. I say this in all humility. I hear that a lot. When people go, you're oh my gosh, I was wondering where you were. I so loved it when you came on. They just go bananas. And here's what's interesting. We're trying to find these people. I know they love what I do. That's why I started Kev Talks. I was like, you know what? If Fox doesn't give them me, I'll give them me. Now, the problem is, I'm not debating some leftist in the screen, kicking their butt and bringing millions of people. I don't know what we're going to have to do. We're going to rebrand. I got Angie helping me. Angie, baby, you're a special lady. Anyway, Angie's our marketing person, and she's helping us do some things across the board. So I think you're going to see some pretty spectacular things of what we address as things move along, regardless of what happens in the election. I'm going to tell you right now, we will remain undaunted, regardless, because the mandate was on our side. If you remember that, then you can understand where we are. So, I'm telling you, I don't know what's going to happen to me while I'm out for a day or so, but I'm not worried about it. And I don't want you to worry about it because we will get through. We are the mandate. We patriots.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
For $1 a day, if any covered appliance breaks in your home, we guarantee to fix or replace it. All makes and models, washers, dryers, refrigerators, air conditioners, and more. Guaranteed to be fixed or replaced for $1 a day. Call the Home Service Club now for free information.
800-413-2816. 800-413-2816. 800-413-2816. That's 800-413-2816.
Attention, this is a public notice from the Social Security Disability Helpline. If you're one of the millions of Americans who are disabled and unable to work, you may be eligible for disability benefits from Social Security. Receiving benefits is your right. If you suffer from physical or mental disability, whether you're applying for the first time or you've already been denied, we can help. We'll evaluate your situation and deal with Social Security on your behalf. Best of all, there's no fee until you receive your benefits. Remember, we only get paid if you win your case. There are many reasons and conditions that may make you eligible for disability benefits. Many of them you may not be aware of. So if you're disabled and unable to work, call now to get started with your free, no-obligation consultation.
800-368-0123. 800-368-0123. That's 800-368-0123. 800-800-0123.
Do you owe the IRS $10,000 or more in back taxes? Are you being audited or investigated? Has the IRS sent you a letter demanding payment? You may not owe what they claim. Make this free call to the Tax Doctor now. Let them negotiate with the IRS on your behalf.
800-234-0316. 800-234-0316. That's 800-234-0316.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach, at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Radio show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
I think it's funny to watch Swalwell on the left try to dismiss the fact that he was sleeping with a Chinese spy for years. And she's gone from one to one to one. You know, politician to politician to politician. And who's she working? She's working leftists. Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson's here listening to. They know who to target. They're not idiots. They know that, you know, though conservatives do screw up, I'm not going to say we don't, because we do. But if you're a staunch conservative, you are going to sell out principle. If you suspect that somebody's a spy or anything, you know, there's nothing they can do that's going to keep you in the relationship or whatever else. You're going to warn people. It's what would the next person she went to, he didn't warn them and go, hey, wait a minute, you know, FBI is warning me she's a spy. He just went along his merry way. I hope nobody finds out what I did. God, man, these people are amazing. Welcome back. Kevin Jackson, you're listening to the KevinJacksonNetwork.com. 844 551-8255 if you want to give us a call. I'm going to talk more about Swalwell because I think this story will grow. And it'll grow because these are the people that were accusing Donald Trump of Russian collusion. And guess what? There's proven Chinese collusion of the carnal way between Swalwell and this chick. And there's many others. This is not a Harvey Weinstein. I mean, this is a Harvey Weinstein in Hollywood moment because you know there are more than one, right? Weinstein wasn't the only lecherous guy in Hollywood. The others are still hiding out going, thank God Harvey took the bullet for us. Is that his name, Harvey? I think it was. Anyway, you get what I'm saying. God, this is amazing. Can you imagine if some Republican was caught with, first of all, had a chauffeur who was a spy, a Chinese spy? Feinstein, nothing's even been said about this other than that's no big deal. Debbie Wasserman Schultz hired Muslim Brotherhood dudes to run the IT department in Congress for her and many others. Nothing. Now we got Swalwell, who, man, I mean, talk about a pompous little punk. And he's out there talking, Trump, he's the Russians and all these other people. Can you imagine what Adam Schiff would be doing to the Trump people or to the Republicans if we had these three things that I just mentioned that are bona fide truths against the Democrats? And that, by the way, folks, this is just what you know. You don't even want to know what you don't know. This is one of those where you're like, earmuffs, I don't want to hear it because it's not good. Pompeo, he criticized universities on China policy. He accused U.S. universities of caving to China pressure to blunt or bar criticism of the Chinese Communist Party. The attack, which included identifying two university administrators by name, comes as the Trump administration seeks to cement its anti-China policies, I get this, before leaving in January. This is an AP article. Maybe they're solidifying their anti-China policies because in the second term, China's about to get a big old butt whooping. That's maybe what they're doing, AP, who's called it for Biden. Hey, speaking of which, do you guys feel a little bit more? Are you starting to feel some confidence? You starting to feel like, oh, wait a minute. This is moving in the right direction. We'll talk about Texas suing. But there's a lot of stuff going on here. So we've got Falwell hanging with the Chinese. He's not the only one. This girl, no, Axios wrote this article. It's been covered by Tucker to a degree. But here's the point. What they're not telling you is they know who the next person she went to. And the next, this isn't a Harvey Weinstein deal where we don't know who these directors are. We know. We don't need the starlets to come out and go, he flashed me and tried to get me to do things that I did not want to do. Or he grabbed me. No, we know. She went from Swalwell to somebody else to Goodwell to Joewell to whatever. She went from white boy to white boy, leftist to leftist, select committees, and they know who it is. And she didn't do it, you know, like by happenstance. It wasn't like she happened to, oh, you're in a party. Oh, you work for the government. She targeted who she wanted to go after. She went from lower to higher. So where did she stop? And is she the only one? I'm going to tell you what. If you're dating a Chinese woman or a dude in D.C. right now, you're suspect. You're suspect. I'm going to tell you right now. I'm not going to be racist about it. I happen to love the Chinese folks. I lived there for a while. Love it. Love the culture. Martial artists, you have to respect it, even though I will tell you a lot of the Chinese guys that call themselves masters, they are not masters. They are jokes in the martial arts. But that's a whole other issue. They're no joke when it comes to their how they strategize and go about, making people, bringing down countries and furthering their will. And Democrats are the perfect people for it. They're great patsies because they have no morals. They'll do whatever you're at. Just give them money, throw some sex at them, a little coke, or some Quaaludes, or whatever. Cosby, you got some? And whatever, if you give them the drug of choice, let them have a little, sex. And God forbid you throw a little money at them. and they're golden. And if it leads to power, all the better. But boy, those things right there, and they're party on, Garf. So that's what's been happening. They're just easy to compromise. So Pompeo calls them out. He says that some of these guys, claiming they refuse to address the Trump administration's concerns about China's attempt to influence students and academics. He specifically called out the president of MIT, alleging he refused to host Pompeo's speech, and a senior official at the University of Washington over a case involving a Chinese student. Both universities deny the charges. Yeah, and Joe Biden won legally, right? We'll talk about that in a minute, too, because we have social media that doesn't want you to bring up voter fraud. Let's not even have a discussion about it. We've got Dominion machines with all kinds of massive issues revolving around that. We've got double ballot counting. We've got dead ballot. Listen, we can't talk about massive voter fraud. Why? Because the Chinese told them. Chinese said, hey, don't talk about that. So the Democrats, man, they got to listen. But these universities know they've been targeted. There have been arrests made at these universities for stealing ideas and stealing intellectual property. I can tell you point blank, when I was living there, the Chinese openly stole intellectual property. And here's how you knew they were going to do it. Kevin, do you mind if we speak Mandarin while Yeah, no, go ahead. Speak your Mandarin. Got to the point where I understood it. I knew they were stealing. So there, it was open. When we took designs over, the companies I represented would go, hey, look, we only got like 90 days to get this going. We're going to be marketing it before the Chinese steal it. That's just a fact. We knew it. I didn't even think about the politics of it. We just knew it was the way things worked. How sad is that? We'll be back.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Attention business owners body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. Designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged in a sense against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it. But only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly, fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Hey, I want to congratulate President-elect Joe Biden. The President-elect is no stranger to the Senate. He's devoted himself to public service. for many years.
Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell of Kentucky opening the Senate on Tuesday. The Kentucky Republican also congratulating Vice President-elect Kamala Harris. Dr. Anthony Fauci says America's next leaders should be vaccinated against COVID-19 very quickly. The Coronavirus Task Force member saying both President-elect Biden and Vice President-elect Harris should get vaccinated ASAP.
For security reasons, I really feel strongly that we should get them vaccinated as soon as we possibly can. You want him fully protected as he enters into the presidency in January. So that would be my strong recommendation.
Fauci also says President Trump and Vice President Pence should get vaccinated. This is USA Radio News. Senator Bernie Sanders says lawmakers should stay in Washington, D.C. until new stimulus checks are approved. Sanders telling the political website Politico the bipartisan relief bill doesn't include payments to working families and should be rejected. New York Republican Congressman Elise Stefanik on what she wants to see in a stimulus bill.
It is important that we provide additional support for small businesses through the Paycheck Protection Program, as well as support for hospitals. The vaccination distribution effort for Operation Warp Speed needs additional funds.
That audio courtesy of Fox and Friends. With more people shopping online and sending holiday gifts through the mail this year due to the pandemic, it's important to be aware of important shipping deadlines. And one of those deadlines is here. Ground shipments sent through the United States Postal Service, FedEx, or UPS need to be in the mail today so that they will arrive at their destination by Christmas. This is USA Radio News.
To end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No!
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Go ahead. Go ahead. Come on now. You can think it. Kevin Jackson's audience listening to the Kevin Jackson Show on the KevinJacksonNetwork.com. Come on. I know what you're thinking. You are gaining confidence that Trump will serve his second term. But here's the thing. You don't want to say it out loud. You don't even want to think it. Because you think he'll jinx it. Step on a crack, you break your mama's back. You got some little saying in your head that won't allow you to verbalize. You're thinking, if I put it out there, I could jinx it. It could be bad karma. No, it would be great karma. You know what I don't do? I don't listen to anything that refers to Joe Biden as president-elect. I don't know his picks. I know nothing about this man. And let me tell you, the media is spawning all over him. He breaks his ankle, and you know, which, by the way, crippled his brain because he fell on his butt. And it's no big deal. It isn't that he's 78 years old and feeble, and it's one of the things that happens to you when you lose your mind. You can't keep your equilibrium and stuff. No, it was just look at Joe. He'll heal. You know what? A broken ankle could kill that old fool. God forbid he actually get the woo flu simultaneously. He looks like an old man. Joe Biden, come on. But everything they do, they're just glamorizing the dude. Joe Biden's pick. He's the best ever. I don't even listen to it. But you don't want to jinx it. You're afraid to say it. I know you. I have my friends, they're like, they aren't even religious. I have this one friend, he's not even religious. He's like, man, let's just hope God's watching over this one. And I'm like, boy, you sure found some religion. He starts laughing. An agnostic talking to me about, man, I hope the good Lord's looking out for him. I'm like, wait a minute. What did you just say? Oh, man. Too funny. Big old babies, bunch of you. I'm not mad at you. I'll tease you a little bit. But you bunch of big old babies. You still got those crazy ideas that things like that can impact. That, let me tell you, it's already done. It's been determined. It's all God's plan. That's why I look at it. I can't feel one way or the other, but I will tell you this. I remain highly confident of Donald Trump winning. 17 states and counting. Now with the Texas lawsuit, the Supreme Court put a Texas election fraud lawsuit filed by Attorney General of Texas, Ken Paxton, on its docket. See, everybody, remember, it was days ago. Kevin, they're not going to take the case. What's up with the Supreme Court? They're not taking the case. Yeah, they are. They're taking the case. Hey, what do you think about Amy Coney Barrett being on the Supreme Court now? What do you think the Democrats are scheming about right now? Well, I guess those dirty, nasty pictures we got of Justice Roberts with that sheep in Afghanistan ain't going to help us now. What do they got on Roberts, right? This dude, God, Bush era. And I'm like, I'm going to give him some credit. He is a moderate. You know, I'll give him that. He's a moderate, but... I still think he's a conservative. I think they got something on him. It's okay, Justice Roberts. We'll forgive you. If it doesn't involve children, we'll forgive you. Even if it involves animals, we will forgive you. We'll look at you a little freaky, but we will forgive you, dude. 154-page complaint accuses four states, Pennsylvania, Michigan, Georgia, and Wisconsin, of using the pandemic as an excuse to ignore and violate the Constitution regarding election laws. In each state, the secretaries of state, or in the case of Wisconsin, the Wisconsin Election Commission, and other state officials circumvented the state legislatures, abrogated state statutes, instituting illegal rushed changes in election procedures because of the pandemic. See, that's the whole thing about this pandemic. It's all these, well, we had to do it because it was an emergency. It was killing everybody. Another test. Alleged fraud. I wonder how YouTube's going to allow this to be covered, given that it's 17 states and counting that have alleged fraud associated with mass mail-in voting and absentee ballots, which are the centerpieces of the case. Never before has the U.S. adopted such a mass mail-in ballot on a large scale. Numerous risks for errors and fraudulent activities are associated with this. The lack of signature verification, unsecured ballot drop-off locations, lack of witness requirements. In other words, no chain of custody here. Failure to purge dirty voter rolls, lack of meaningful and fairly represented poll watches. Do I need to go on? I don't believe so. It's crazy. The ways Democrats strategize for this, what I call the big cheat, is beyond comprehension. And that's where we are. The big cheat. So now, you know, the old Republicans are in full swing. Did I mention how many states it is? I don't know. Did I mention it? It's 17, for those of you who are counting. The case is well written. They say it's an important step towards a remedy to the fraud that occurred in this election, to the massive fraud, YouTube, a.k.a. Google, massive fraud. It is the first case to be directly sent to SCOTUS. And its importance lies in the potential to circumvent the delays seen at the state level. See, the states, especially where these rhinos are, they've been intentionally holding things back. Like, well, we don't know if we could get to it. And, you know, they're just lollygagging, dragging their feet because they don't want this to happen. Even where we think we have a Republican governor, right? Kemp and George. Now we got these Chinese irregularities, you know, the Chinese have bought, you know, everybody off. And there's an amazing article written in The Spectator about statistical anomalies. It's unbelievable. One of them I didn't think about was this. Donald Trump won close to, you know, 20% or more of the black vote across the country, except in the battleground states where Joe Biden needed the votes. That was, he got overwhelming numbers. Like, in other words, so let's say Dallas, Texas. They didn't think Texas was in play, so Donald Trump gets 20%. But in Detroit, he gets 80%. Detroit, Michigan. You get it? Or in, you know, the same with Latino votes. Donald, you need 60% of the vote to win nationally for the Latinos in certain states. Biden didn't get there. Trump actually got more votes, except in the battleground states. Every statistical anomaly that occurred in a limited number of states. The one that really got me was the one where Biden, he won only 17 counties or something like that. I want to get it right. Let me look at it real quick. But it was something about 17 counties, and Barack Obama won 600 and something, like 608. Let me find it real quick. Yeah, I knew I screwed it up. Here's what it says. We are told that Biden won more votes nationally than any other presidential candidate in history, but he won a record low 17% of counties. He won only 524 counties as opposed to 873 that Obama won in 2008. But somehow Biden outdid Obama in total votes. Yeah. Here's another one. Victorious presidential candidates, especially challengers, usually have down ballot coattails. Biden did not. The Republicans held the Senate, blah, 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 and had a wave in the House. I look at this report. Wow, it's just an amazing. Maybe we'll do a whole series on it. But here's the thing. The Democrats look for symbolism. And the symbolism they want is they want Joe Biden to be called president-elect. If they can get, that's why when Trump alluded to something, they were like, is he like alluding that Biden won? And Trump's like, no, I'm still fighting this clown. But they want that symbolism. You know, the five Republican rhinos called him that, and it made the Democrats feel so good. Please just call him that, because if you'll do that, that'll be the end of it. And when the Republicans wouldn't recognize him, which is really funny, when they wouldn't recognize him during this transition meeting, it was a dagger in the heart, because it reminds people Kamala Harris hasn't given up her seat. The Republicans, the 80 million people that voted for Trump, aren't going for it. We haven't sold it yet. What do we do? And then along comes Texas. They sue them.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Do you owe the IRS $10,000 or more in back taxes? Are you being audited or investigated? Has the IRS sent you a letter demanding payment? You may not owe what they claim. Make this free call to the Tax Doctor now. Let them negotiate with the IRS on your behalf.
800-234-0316. 800-234-0316. That's 800-234-0316.
For $1 a day, if any covered appliance breaks in your home, we guarantee to fix or replace it. All makes and models, washers, dryers, refrigerators, air conditioners, and more. Guaranteed to be fixed or replaced for $1 a day. Call the Home Service Club now for free information.
800-413-2816. 800-413-2816. 800-413-2816. That's 800-413-2816.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Jose works on a farm. Safety is important. His boss calls 811 to determine where it's okay to dig. This protects Jose from hitting an underground line and from serious injury. Because Jose can't tell exactly where or how deep the lines are, he doesn't dig until 811 tells him it's safe. The most important thing is that Jose works safe and goes home to his family. For more information, visit farmsafe811.org. A message from the Pipeline Operators for Ag Safety Campaign.
Today, many of us are paying attention to our health, and what we eat plays an important role. But so often the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. Real Water would like to change how you think about the water you drink and how it can play an important role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions, balanced pH, detoxification, and it hydrates you like never before. And yes, it tastes great. Real Water is beyond alkalinity, and due to its proprietary process called E2 technology, it's the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means real science in every bottle. Order your Real Water today and take advantage of special pricing for this audience only by calling 1-855-REALWTR or visiting buyrealwaternow.com. That's 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com. Order now. 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
To know who pulls the strings for the Democrats. I mean, what's at work to America to find out how this all works? Welcome back to the Kevin Jackson Show. We've watched the media in these mashups where they all say the same thing. We've seen Democrats all say the same things. Is it impossible to believe that they coordinated stopping this election at 4 o'clock in the morning so they could recalibrate? Of course not. Kevin Jackson, you're listening to it as the Kevin Jackson Show, 844-551-8255. this has just been one of the most amazing things that happened. I mean, who orders the code red? Think about the power you possess when you can change the president. You can say, push a button and change the president. Oh, you know what? I don't want Martha McSally as senator. Let's make it Kelly. Let's make it Mark Kelly. Let's make this person Speaker of the House. Let's make this person this. You're just pulling strings. What kind of power? I mean, I don't even know how you'd feel about that. I wouldn't want to do it. I don't trust our government. I really don't. But if I trusted the government, I would trust that there are people who know more about, say, and I'm just thinking CIA here, what's going on in the world than I do. I'd want to think that the FBI knows more about crime happening in America than I do. I'm just what the role of government is for these people to really be the watchdogs to where we don't worry. We should be able to sit back and go, you know what? The country's in good hands. They're spending our money right. They're doing the right things. Do you believe that? Do you feel that? Democrats have dumped data, used thumb drives to alter data, multiple ballot counts, brought in new, election ballots or whatever in truckloads, by the truckloads, told the Postal Service not to deliver our stuff. They've faked ballots that have only, they're so precise, they were machined. They have only some that were done for Biden. They've stopped Trump votes from counting. They shredded ballots. They've committed numerous crimes to cover up in the big cheat in the 2020 election cycle. And they're proud. They know we know, and they're proud. And this is why I talk about, I'm not depressed. I'm in a bit of a funk that they can be so flippant. Let me tell you something. I don't recall ever cheating to win something, but if I did, I'll tell you this, it wasn't a gloat. When you know somebody's better than you and you cheat to win, let's say it's a spelling bee and you get all the words, so you practice, but you know the other person is doing it on their own, and you win, you may even gloat about it. You may feel good about it on the outside, but on the inside, if you're a human being, you can't feel good about that. You can't feel good about, I knew beforehand, and this other person put in the effort, put in the work. There's certainly nobody that can deny that Donald Trump didn't put in the work. That man works his butt off every single day for this country. Do you think Barack Obama worked his butt off for this country or for personal gain? Do you think Joe Biden will work for this country if he were to become president? He is a stooge. You want to talk about a Manchurian candidate. The only difference is they don't have to trick him into not knowing. They don't have to hypnotize him. He just doesn't know. I love the, Biden's making his cabinet picks. Oh, boy, really? Hey, speaking of cabinet picks, he nominated some black dude. I happened on it by accident because I was trying to find out more about Gina Haspel. By the way, I'm the top article if you search Gina Haspel on Google. And it's me saying, I just want to know where she is. A couple of other people have said it, but I'm at the top. I must have said it first. And what led me to Joe Biden's pick was it said, this black dude's been nominated to lead the CIA. He was a former station chief somewhere. Okay. Probably qualified. But I don't care who Biden nominates, because as far as I'm concerned, that's a non-government. It's a non-issue. But I was looking for Gina Haspel to find out, and I saw that, and I thought maybe Trump had hinted that she's no longer with us. It supposedly is a rumor that she died in November. So others said, no, it's a rumor. In December, they said, no, she was placed into Gitmo. I don't know. But I do know this. She should be front and center. Why do you keep bringing out Retread Brennan for interviews when you have a real CIA director? Theoretically. Anyway, Democrats did all this, but let me tell you, the curtain's going to be open. We'll get to know who the wizard is, perhaps, behind the big cheat. I know Donald Trump will never stop. And now we get the news that they're looking at these Dominion voting machines that came, what, over the weekend, I think? And Rudy Giuliani tweeted, "Big win for honest elections." They're going to examine 22 of these machines. Now, here's my question to you. Look at everything that's been done to stop all, you know, to prevent us from learning all this stuff. I don't know what getting Dominion machines is going to do, because you know the Democrats have altered them. You know Dominion has been in there. Whatever they need to do to alter those machines has happened. I'm not going to be naive about that. Now, if we happen to get something out of it, great. But it ain't going to get me out of the funk until I know that they're going to start presenting real evidence. See, it's out there. The thing that has me upset is that we know all this. I watched that video. Did you guys watch the video? Excuse me, of the woman that's got the... I think we played the audio. But the visual is amazing. It's just a blatant cheat. And I asked earlier in the broadcast, why don't we have no angle where you cannot be detected in a room with voting, where voting is occurring, with high performance microphones that pick up every conversation, everybody wired? I mean, I don't know how to. If you tell me, Kevin, can you fix the election system? I'd say yeah. I'd get the guys from casinos, and I'd say, here's how we're setting this up. And I would have camera angles everywhere. And like I said, microphones and high-resolution stuff. Stuff that can find a guy cheating. Slow motion that can slow down like this. I'd want to see everything you're doing. We watch them pass. You see the video where they're passing around a thumb drive from person to person so they can manipulate data? It's ridiculous how much data there is. How much proof there is of a cheat. You could argue and say, well, it could have been cheating for Trump. Yeah? Really? Prove it. Show me anywhere where Trump gained votes. This is all about Trump losing votes. So it's frustrating. Anyway, the Trump campaign celebrating this deal about Michigan. Okay, good win. Why can't you get... Here's my thing. Dominion Voting Systems is a corrupt company that has been used by the Democrats and some rhino Republicans for the highest bidder to manipulate elections. People that are using these machines, in my opinion, are subject to scrutiny. Texas refused to use them because they said they're prone to cheating. We know that the machines have been used to cheat. How can we allow these people to do it? Anybody that said, let's get Dominion, hey, I heard they're pretty good, should be looked at. We should look at their bank accounts. We should be looking at everything about them. Because you're not going to stop this until you start arresting people who've been cheating for decades. How do you allow something to occur over and over and over and over and over? I don't have the power to change that. There's nothing my organization can. We're going to go for election integrity. There are election integrity people all over the place. I love Catherine Engelbrecht. She's got True the Vote. And she's been trying for a long time. Is it working? Can't say that it is. We do our what they're doing now is they're down on the ground in Georgia and everywhere else, and they're counting ballots and they're doing this. Well, what's that gotten us? Stay 100 feet back, and they're kicking us out of different places, and even under Supreme Court orders, not obeying the rules, and we think we're in this thing winning. Look, that ain't my definition of winning. I don't know how you people think. Somebody scold me, because my definition of winning is I'm going to be right there with you. We're going to have cameras. We're going to watch every move you make. One ballot in, one ballot out. And if it isn't matching, then there's going to be some serious problems. That's what I would do. We can solve this problem. It isn't that complicated.
Is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.